I got this. I read the other day. I'm gonna try this out on you too because I realized or read that did you know that the seahorse is the only male on the planet that gets pregnant? I thought, now there's a song. So I've written this song called Seahorse. At least I haven't written it. It's half finished. I'll play you what I got. I would be your seahorse, I'd carry for you seeds of all your dreaming. I would cradle them through, and the miracle is life, and it's everything we feel. And the mirror of it all is you. I'll be your seahorse, carry for you vapor across the big sky on an ocean of blue. And the beauty that's your face, everything I need to know, the kiss and then the taste. I'll be your seahorse, carry for you life, and it's everything we feel, and the mirror of it all is you. I'll be your seahorse, let me carry for you the seeds of all your dreaming. Let me cradle them through, carry gently you shall be. For on this side of what we see, we will make it through. I'll be your seahorse. That's all I got. Definitely a song for the ladies, that one. It's easier to write songs for the ladies because you are more willing to go to those places of emotion. 98% of the time, that's a great thing. Cha-ting. I actually think it's a strength because I think what you have to put up with in your journey, the courage that you need to find. I think you are, I'm a huge fan of women for more than the obvious reasons. I think what you do is incredible. But it's harder to write for the guys because guys just, we're not taught to be that way. Right from that, you know, it's big boys don't cry, son. That's right, straight back, arm shoulders, that's right. Yep, there we go. So, seahorse, huh? Doesn't work. So with the ladies, I can find a nice little line of poetry and just sort of go, you know. And usually I got you at that point. But the guys, that's why I love the work of Springsteen, because he has this incredible narrative for the male. There are many times in my journey when his songs have spoken so deeply. Even on the way up here today, I had him playing through my iPod a song called The Promise, and I'm looking at Ontario, and I'm tears streaming down my face for some reason. I don't know why, but because it makes sense, because it kind of meets you wherever you're supposed to be, and for a moment, like I said earlier on, you don't feel alone in the world. So I love the words. That's why it's just tough. And I wrote this song last year. I recorded what is apparently my 30th album. I don't know how that happened. It's called Evolved. And basically, I think that as artists, we record songs far too quickly. We get very excited, so we think, here's another one for the album and all the rest of it. But we should let them breathe. That's why I play them live a lot, because they change and we learn how to deliver a chord, when to hold back, when to deliver something, all that sort of stuff. And we should wait a while before we record these things. But on this song, the narrative changed too, because I wanted to write my hometown song, because when I first started coming in the early 90s, signed to a major record label, all sorts of exciting things happened, and I was in like New York and with guys in festivals saying, here's a song about LA, here's a song about Colorado, here's about New York City, Toronto, Vancouver, whatever. Those names sound and flow beautifully within the romance of songwriting, but if you start putting names like Wolverhampton and Scunthorpe in, it doesn't really work. So this was my attempt to write my hometown song, you see. Now, what I noticed was, I sang this as I went, and then I noticed we would be, I'd get into a truck or loading up a truck, getting onto a tour bus, and there'd be some fella hanging around who wanted to say something to me. I knew he did, but he didn't know how to do it. So I would walk a little closer to try and help him. You know, so, all right. And he'd come up fences. That was good. And then we talk a bit more, and he'd say that Cardiff Bay song. I like that. That was good. And I gradually realized that it wasn't about my hometown at all. Otherwise, it wouldn't have made any sense in that way to him. It was a song about being a dad. It was a song about the pain and the beauty of that. Of almost wanting to live it for him so that he didn't have to go through the crap that you went through and all the rest of it. It's about that. With the hope that it still might make sense to some guys out there. This is, despite your request, my darling, this is for the guys. This is Sunday Over Cardiff Bay.